my stuff ready here.
Oranges.
All right. Who has been in the first grade this year? Stand up. Stand up if you're in the first grade this year. Now, Miss Carla is going to take you and everybody younger than you to your class right now. So, Miss Carla, I'm going to let you help sort them out.
Okay, we're going to make a single file and you're going to have the same ones, okay?
Sing some songs, and we're going to do some crafts and have some fun. But we're here for one purpose, and that's to learn of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, all that anybody has ever known about the Lord Jesus Christ is in this book. Okay? And I want to say something to you young ones here, and then to you older ones too. But you young folks may think that you're too little or too young to learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. But, I mean, he's so majestic and so almighty and so wonderful. He's so everything that you may think in my little head, in my little brain, in my little body, maybe I can't learn about it. Well, let me read you a scripture that will prove that that's not the case. You're not too young. God's word says about a little bitty boy named Timothy. It says from a child up, and that word child, if you look it up, is a little bitty guy, sort of like y'all up here in front. It says, scripture says, from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, how do you suppose that Timothy learned what he learned? You know how? The Bible says his mother and his grandmother, they taught him the word. Now, you're here today, and there's going to be some ladies and some of us guys. We want to teach you the word of God, so you'll recognize the Lord Jesus Christ if you ever see him. And that's why your parents brought you here, because they love you and they care about you, and they don't think you're too little to learn this, okay? Now let's talk to you older ones back there a little bit, okay? I realize that, and let me say this, that the young people that are here, I've known most of you for a long time, and I think quite highly of you. I think that you're intelligent. I think you're pretty kind to one another. I think you care about paying attention to your folks. You're well-minded. I think a lot of it. And you behave yourself, and your folks are proud of you, I think. But, you know, as you get older and older, and you get bigger and bigger, you maybe begin to think, well, maybe I'm a little too big, a little too cool, a little too smart. Y'all are learning about being cool, right? Huh? Being with it. And, you know, you get that peer pressure thing that gets going on with you. And I understand that. You know how I understand that? I used to think I was the coolest kid that ever was. I found out I was wrong. A lot of your parents thought they were pretty cool. Y'all probably don't believe this. Do you know, I used to know Pastor Todd when he was about your age. He tried pretty hard to be cool. He wasn't too good at it either, but no. But, you know, we understand that pressure on you to not think this is cool, to not want to do this, in part not to learn. It doesn't seem that important to you in ways. It can get to that. But let me tell you something about the word cool. You know it's in the Bible 2 times? You probably didn't know that. It's once in the Old Testament. And you know when it occurs? After Adam sinned. It says God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Oh, and what he found out, and that they were trying to be cool. They disobeyed God. And we know where that led to the fall of all of us and our sin. The second time the word cool is in the Bible, it's there was a fellow who was really cool. This guy, it says, dressed in finest clothes. He had purple silk robes he wore. He was a rich man. He was very rich. He was so rich and so cool that there was a beggar named Lazarus who had nothing. And Lazarus, you know all he wanted from the cool guy? The crumbs from that rich man's table. You guys ever been in a situation where all you wanted was that really cool person just to act like they knew you? To just throw you a crumb and speak to you, kind of thing. We all remember that when somebody who's maybe not as cool as you or not as popular as you, don't be afraid to give them a crumb. Give them more than that. Put your arm around and be friends with them. But Lazarus, he couldn't even get a crumb from this cool, rich man. Well, they both died. And you know what happened then? Went different places. Lazarus went to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the school guy went to a different place. And do you know he only had one request? And you know what it was? He said, Abraham, send Lazarus, the one who I was too cool to have anything to do with. He said, you send Lazarus, please, and have him dip his finger in the water and cool my tongue. I'm so unhappy. Now you can try to be cool, and it may seem like that's an important thing to you right now, but it's not going to lead where you want it to. You can be the coolest, richest in the whole world, and it will get you nothing. On the other hand, if you have the Lord Jesus Christ, if you find out who he is, you'll have everything there is in this world and the world to come that's worth having. Now, this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son has life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. So that's you're not too old, you're not too young. We can all learn of the Lord Jesus Christ this week. And I want to start by giving you an illustration about who God is. So that, and I can't explain who God is to you. Nobody can. But I can look in his word and tell you some of the things he's told his people who he is. And the first one I want to make a point, it requires an illustration. And this is a math thing. And I'm sorry if you don't like math, but let's see if you can get through this. Okay, yeah, some of them down here are going like this. But let's see if you can figure this out. First, raise your hand if you know how many I'm holding up. If you know what I'm holding, raise your hand if you know what that is. What is it, Emma? It's one. Good, Emma. That was great. Okay, now let's try something else here. What's this? How many are there here? How many? Oh, there's one magazine, right? You guys are good at math. I didn't realize you were this good. How many songbooks have I got? How many, sweetheart? You.
One.
One. You got one songbook, right? That was great. Oh, I'm sorry. You were looking down here too, weren't you? Okay. How many songbooks do I have over here? One. That's good. Okay. Good. Sorry, that wasn't quite fair. All right. How many rulers do I have? Everybody.
One.
Good. You're getting the hang of this. That's great. Okay. Let's try this. How many of these do I have? Everybody.
One.
Good. You got it. Okay. How many of these do I have?
One.
Okay. One M&M candy thing. Okay. What's this? Go ahead. How many is this?
One.
Okay, now we're gonna take a big step here. Now y'all tell me, how many is this?
Three.
Three oranges, right? Okay, you guys know the difference between three and one, right? Okay. Here's the last one. Tell me what this is. Everybody together, you got this.
One.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Oh, somebody noticed something different. Now pay attention. You listen. Look. I don't have one here. Oh, I do have one here, don't I? But look what I've got. I have three. Pay attention now. I have three. And I have one. Now, learn something here. You know who this is? Look, I have the Father. I have the Son. And I have the Holy Spirit. They're three, aren't they? Let me tell you. They're one. Now, let me read you what the Bible has to say about this, and I'll tell you why it's important. I'm reading from 1 John 5. You don't have to look it up. You can just listen to me. For these three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. That's the first thing I want you to understand about God. Now, some of you didn't see that there was three, did you, right away? Had to be revealed to you. It's only when I showed you. And that's how God is. You can't see Him or recognize Him unless He reveals Himself to you. And when He does, He'll show you that He is three and one. Now, I can't explain that, but let me try to help you with this. They are one. The Father's one with the Son is one, and the Holy Spirit is one. Here's how they're one. They're all alike in this. They're all holy. They're all wise. They're all righteous. They're all powerful. They're all mighty. They're all true. They're all kind. They're all merciful. They're all loving. They're all perfect in all those things. In that way, they're all alike. You see that? They're one. They're one like that. Always. And they are all together. They are all together lovely. Now, to you and I, this doesn't look like us, does it? Just some cardboard. But if you ever see who God is, oh, He'll be beautiful in every way you see Him. And they're all alike that way. They're all the same. And yet, they each do things in a unique way that's unique to them. Now, that doesn't make them different. Okay? It doesn't make them different. It just makes each of them glorious in their own way. While they're all together lovely and glorious as one, they're all together lovely and glorious as three. Okay. Why are there three in one? Because that's the way God determined that it would be. That's the easiest answer there is. But let me give you another, a little quick illustration that shows you why they're that way. If we had, let's say that Little Macy, y'all all know who Little Macy is, right? Let's say Little Macy ran in here and said, "There's an elephant on the parking lot. There's an elephant on the parking lot. We can all go for a ride." Now, I suspect most of you don't think there's an elephant on the parking lot, much less that you can go for a ride with the elephant. But now, listen to me. What if after Macy ran and said it, Pastor Todd stood up, Miss Pam stood up, and I stood up and said, "Kids, there's an elephant on the parking lot. And anybody who wants to go for a ride, can go for a ride in the parking lot." Now, Macy was telling the truth, but probably most of you didn't believe it. But once there were three witnesses who all stood up and said, "Macy's telling the truth," now you can believe it. And this is why God is three in one. One of the reasons. When Pastor Todd stands up, you know, he probably feels like Macy sometimes. He's up there trying to tell you something important and true, and we don't listen very good. We're not paying attention, and lots of folks don't believe him. He's on television to thousands of people. A lot of them don't believe what he's saying. But I tell you who does believe. You know who believes? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come to it. And then you go, "Oh, I believe there's an elephant on the parking lot." When God the Spirit, God the Father, God the Son come to someone who's listening to a man preach the word, they go, "I believe." And that's all we want for you, is for you to one day believe who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Now, we're out of time, but tomorrow and on Wednesday, we're going to spend a little time talking about each one of those, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now,